the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.
Hello, it's Alexa. Hey, I got rid of that non-disparagement clause from our podcast terms and conditions here at Amazon. And the really good news is, I've replaced it with something far, far worse. James?
Yes, after PodNews reported it on July the 23rd, Amazon has apparently dropped the condition that in order to be on Amazon Music and Audible's upcoming podcast service, you couldn't criticize Amazon in any way. According to The Desk, that portion of Amazon's terms has now been quietly removed. However, we took a look. What it's been replaced with appears to be much more restrictive. You'll find all the details in our show notes and our newsletter today. Podcast Radio has teamed up with crowdfunding platform Cedars. The UK radio station and digital audio platform was privately funded for its launch in February, and to celebrate its fast growth and further expansion plans, it's inviting members of the public to join in by owning shares in the company. Who's the number one podcast in the US? Media Monitors has released their US Top 25 podcast ranker. Edison Research released their own earlier this week. Both are based on audience recall. Both measure people rather than downloads, though Media Monitors uses research undertaken over 2 weeks in June, while Edison Research's research took 12 months, ending June the 24th. Anyway, both have The Joe Rogan Experience at number one and The Daily at number two, but 40% of the shows in the top 25 don't exist in the other top 25. That sign behind you might be worth money. A man from Seattle has paid $3,200 for a podcast sign made famous on the My Brother, My Brother and Me podcast. Orphonic is now integrated with Zapier, allowing you to automatically start processing your audio with Orphonic as soon as it's thrown into a Dropbox folder, and even to add metadata. And the Podcast Academy has their August social today from 5 p.m. Eastern. It's a virtual event. We might pop in for coffee if we're up in time. And thank you to RCPO for becoming our latest supporter. The Raleigh Podcasting Company is based in Raleigh in North Carolina in the US, and they make it easy for you to make a podcast, market a podcast, and monetize a podcast. You should join them at podnews.net/support. And in podcast news, entercomsradio.com has launched Battleground America, a daily podcast diving into the 2020 presidential election in the US. Apparently that's happening this year, who knew? And Factual America is 26 episodes strong and is a podcast focusing on the country that affects us all, wherever we live, the United States. Our passion lies in unearthing and supporting American stories, the company says, told through the lens of documentary filmmaking. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.